Welcome, fellow creatives. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of granular synthesis, specifically tailored for creating dynamic textures that will elevate your drum and bass tracks. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a versatile grain texture rack at your fingertips, perfect for live manipulation or arrangement. First off, let's talk about what you'll be building today. We're going to create granular modulation effects, textural layers that complement those rolling bass lines and intricate drum patterns. We'll be adjusting our sound for that dark, heavy vibe typical in DNB and jungle tracks. To kick things off, open your Ableton Live and create a new MIDI track. Now, let's load up either the sampler or the simpler from the Instruments tab. Remember, the choice of instrument will shape your experience, so pick one that feels comfortable for you. Next, it's time to choose an engaging sample. Look for something complex, perhaps a vocal chop, a field recording, or even some rich organic sounds like nature recordings or percussions. Drag that sample into sampler or simplifier and get ready to work your magic. Now, let's build our granular texture rack. Right-click in the device view and select Insert Audio Effect Rack. This is your canvas. Drag Granulator Roman 2 onto your newly created audio effect rack. If you don't see it, check out the Max for Live library to download it. Once that's done, let's add a few effects. Start with an EQ8 for frequency shaping. Next, bring in a reverb to add some spatial depth. Adjust the size and decay to match the vibe of your sound. Finally, toss in a chorus effect for that wider, richer texture. Now it's time to configure Granulator Roman 2. Set your grain size to around 20 to 50 milliseconds for smoother textures, but feel free to experiment as you go. Move on to the grain delay to introduce subtle variations. This can create an almost rhythmic feel that will mesh beautifully with your beat. Set the position knob to around 50% to start. It's a good baseline to see what resonates with your sample. Let's talk modulation. Use the LFO settings in Granulator Roman 2 and map them to the pitch and grain size. This will give your texture a sense of movement and life. Inside an audio effect rack, create macro controls for parameters that you can easily tweak, like the wet/dry balance for your reverb and the depth of the LFO. Now we'll focus on layering and arrangement. Duplicate the track we just created and start tweaking the parameters for different textures. Shift the pitch and grain size to create a fuller soundscape. Arrange these sounds wisely within your drum patterns. Placing them behind your kick and snare adds depth that will keep your listeners hooked. As we head towards some common pitfalls, remember, overprocessing can lead to monotonous. Keep your effects clear and purposeful. And don't forget to always test your textures in the context of your full mix. If something clashes, use EQ8 to adjust those frequencies. For some pro tips, if you want that darker, heavier DNB feel, consider adding distortion or saturation. Layer your granular textures with rolling bass lines, but keep those frequencies clear. Automate these elements for movement, and play with reversing effects in your samples to build tension before those impactful drops. Before we move on to some practice, let's outline a mini exercise. Create a new project and drop in a simple breakbeat. Use the granular texture rack you just built to process it. Automate the macro controls during the breakdown to create dynamic shifts. And don't forget to layer in another rhythmic texture that complements your breakbeat, ensuring it's harmonically aligned. Alright, let's wrap this up. Congratulations on taking the plunge into granular texture creation. You set up an effective granular rack, utilized modulation, and enhanced the depth of your drum and bass production. Always remember, experimentation is key. Keep layering and tweaking your textures to discover unique sounds that define your style. Now, get out there and create some head-turning DNB tracks. Happy producing!